Welcome to another episode of the Patent Experts Podcast, a show about patents and intellectual property. I'm Peter, your host, and today's topic is design patent illustrations. Design patents are an important part of protecting intellectual property, and illustrations play a critical role in the process. We're fortunate to have a special guest with us today, John Smith, a known specialist in patent illustration and design patents, to help us navigate this complex world. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let us start with the basics. Could you tell our listeners what design patent illustrations are and why they're so vital in the patenting process?
Absolutely. Design patent illustrations depict the design or look of a product. Unlike utility patents, which protect the function or operation of an invention, design patents cover its ornamental or aesthetic qualities. These images are the principal means of communicating the design to the patent office and the public. They provide a clear depiction of the distinctive qualities that set the design apart from others on the market.
Fascinating. So, what constitutes a good patent illustration?
A good design. Patent illustrations help express the design in a clear, accurate, and visually appealing way. It should highlight the design's important features while following the patent office's requirements. This covers aspects like perspective, shading, and line quality. Consistency is also important, especially when numerous views of the design are needed. Finally, the goal is to make graphics that not only fit legal standards, but also improve general comprehension and appreciation for the design.
This makes sense. I suppose that generating these images involves a distinct set of talents and abilities. What challenges do patent illustrators face?
One of the most difficult tasks is turning a two-dimensional design into a visual representation that accurately depicts its three-dimensional appearance. This frequently necessitates a thorough grasp of perspective and spatial relationships. Furthermore, patent illustrators must guarantee that their illustrations meet the exacting specifications set forth by the patent office. This covers rules for size, format, and level of information. Meeting these limitations while still creating high-quality graphics might be difficult.
There appears to be a high level of technical expertise required. Are there any particular approaches or tools that patent illustrators employ to overcome these obstacles?
Absolutely. Patent illustrators frequently combine conventional and modern techniques to make their graphics. Traditional instruments like pencils, pens, and markers are still commonly utilized for sketching and early concept creation. However, digital technologies like computer-aided design CAD software and graphic editing programs have grown in popularity for making final graphics. These technologies improve illustrators' precision, flexibility, and efficiency, allowing them to create high-quality designs in less time.
That is fascinating. It's astonishing how technology has changed the world of patent illustration. Now I'm intrigued about the significance of these illustrations outside of the patenting procedure. How can design patent illustrations promote innovation and creativity?
Design patent illustrations promote innovation and creativity by providing clear and accessible documentation of design concepts. They are an invaluable resource for designers, engineers, and inventors seeking to expand on existing concepts or create new ones. By reviewing existing designs and patent illustrations, innovators can acquire insights into current trends, find market gaps, and brainstorm fresh ideas for their products. In this sense, design patent illustrations are not only legal papers, but also sources of inspiration and knowledge.
That's a great point. Design patent illustrations are more than just legal paperwork. They represent human creativity and intellect. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but do you have any closing comments or recommendations for our listeners, particularly those considering filing for a design patent?
My advice would be to devote time and resources to producing high-quality design patent illustrations. While it may appear to be a difficult task, the advantages greatly exceed the challenges. Clear and precise illustrations can considerably improve the chances of a successful patent application and give crucial protection for your idea. Additionally, don't be afraid to seek expert assistance if necessary. Patent illustrators and attorneys specialize in this field and can provide crucial advice and assistance throughout the process.
Wise words indeed. Thank you so much, John, for sharing your insights and expertise with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Peter. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Patent Experts Podcast. Make sure to subscribe for more great debates about patents, creativity, and intellectual property. Until next time, take care and continue to innovate.